in the village.
Second helping, baby. We got that. Second helping, baby. We got that. Second helping, baby. We got that.
All right, welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live. We are live. Eva Marie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've been up since super early this morning because I went to vote. So right. I'm not.
Today is vote day.
Yes, and I work a night job, so I'm normally up. I mean, 10 o'clock, this man here is like, you know, banging on my Facebook. Hello, wake up. But exactly. Today, 7:45 was up. I was out the door and there by 9. Pretty dead.
Good.
For, my polling place had like two, three people in it. So
get in, get out.
But compared to the courthouse where I took the child, the courthouse, my child had to go register. And it was super busy. Like super busy. But
It's done.
And now we're just going to see.
Stand by.
What happened? Stand by.
Regardless of who wins tonight, village, all or tomorrow.
The race is over.
It's over. And the other thing I'm going to ask is that you not get violent out there, regardless of who wins.
It's 4 years.
It's not going to change.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything. That's the beauty about all this.
It's really not going to change most people's everyday lives a whole lot.
It's not. It's really not.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So, Village, we have one topic. This is the second helping. This is the second helping.
Here it goes.
Like I said, if you need that extra scoop of potatoes, some extra yams, maybe a small piece of chicken, something that, you know, just a little something extra just to get the edge.
Small.
This is what you're going to get from the village. If you're missing the village,
chicken.
You get a quick 20-25 minute show at most, and then we send you back out into the world to enjoy your day. So today's show is really about voting and celebrity. And we decided to combine the two. And by that, Village and Eva Marie, you know, this is something that I've noticed throughout every voting cycle since I've been able to vote. We often see celebrities who take one political side or the other, and it seems to have a major influence, or people are in uproar about what's going on. So this is what I want to say. You know, we've had a couple of well-known rapper Ice Cube and Lil Wayne come out and support, well, not necessarily Ice Cube come out and support Donald Trump, but Lil Wayne did announce that he was supporting Donald Trump. So here's the thing, at the end of the day, who these celebrities vote for, you know, for me personally, it doesn't matter. And here's why. Because we live two different lives. We are completely separate people. I don't have the same financial problems, if you will, as like Ice Cube or Lil Wayne and all these other celebrities. So when I see a celebrity come out in support of someone or not in support, for me, it really still doesn't matter. Now, if you allow this celebrity to influence your vote, then so be it. That's your choice. I have no issues with that. But at the same time, to be a very informed voter, you know, what harm is it to go and get the information for yourself? Now, this was an unprecedented voting year, based on the fact that, in a sense, we were all forced to vote from home. Now, they do have some voting where it's in the building and things like that. And we're going forward, right? But for me personally, I truly understand and look forward to being able to vote from home from now until the future. Why? Because simply put, I was able to sit down and look at these propositions. I live in California, so there's always a million propositions going up. And so I was able to sit down, look at the propositions, and determine if I like them, right? I didn't get any influence from one person one way or the other. It was my time. I sat here, I looked up each proposition, I pulled out the laptop, dusted it off, and sat and looked at these propositions, and I figured it out for myself. So allowing celebrity to influence you is okay, Eva Marie, but at the same time, you have to know what you're doing, what and how you're voting for yourself. You have to look this information up for yourself. Your thoughts?
You know, I think one thing, I have celebrities I like because I like their standpoints, but I don't just like their standpoints on politics, you know? Mm-hmm. I like them as people, but they don't really influence who I vote for. And right. Here's why. To me, a celebrity, whether it be a sports celebrity or entertainment or this, that, and the third, is no different than my neighbor next door. Mm-hmm. It's just a person. And I think one thing that bothers me, if people are like, well, I'm going to vote for because so-and-so voted for. Okay, so why did they vote for them? Was it because they believe in what that politician has to say? Or is it just because, you know, for just like you said, because financially they need that backing or whatever? But I don't know. I've never been a big on, I guess, following the crowd. Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of following the crowd, you know, I'm right. gonna do the Atkins diet because George Foreman did the Atkins diet, you know, and I've just never really been that person per se. Mm-hmm. I like to know the science behind things, and I like to know the politics behind things. Right. I want to know, and so I don't think it's necessarily bad that these people come out and say, I'm voting for Biden, I'm voting for Trump, or this, that, or the third. But I think it's kind of crazy that celebrities hold as much sway as they do over the American public.
I agree.
And you know, it's anymore, it's not just people in sports and entertainment. It's these influencers. These guys that have become big on YouTube, they've become big on Facebook, these influencers, and that's a whole new genre just in the last couple of years of celebrity. Mm-hmm. Like Joe Schmo that just happens to be funny as heck, that was your neighbor 5 years ago, maybe making a mil a year off of people watching his videos of him being stupid on Facebook. But then he says, well, I'm voting for XYZ because of this. And it does sway vote, especially among young people.
It does.
That maybe they don't have a firm political stance yet. And so I guess what I kind of trying to challenge my kids and our kids, and I want to challenge them going forward, is tell me why. I want you to pick a candidate and I want you to tell me why. And the reason cannot be because LeBron James is voting for XYZ.
Right.
The reason cannot be because The Rock is voting for XYZ, or your favorite monster truck driver, or, you know, Elon Musk is voting for XYZ. I want to know why you, my dear, are voting. I want reasons. Mm-hmm. Because I think we need to teach our kids and our young people to question. And shoot, I think we need to challenge our friends to question.
Right.
And why are you doing what you're doing?
Right. And I actually got into it with somebody that I've known for years. I've known this man for over tap dancing on 20 years now. You know, I served with him. And he and I got into it, and he basically was like, well, why are you voting for Biden? Why aren't you voting for Trump? And I said, listen, I'm not gonna get into this with you, because no matter what I say, it's not going to be good enough. And that was one instance where I just did not want to go into what I think of Trump, what I think of Biden. That was the only time, because yeah. I knew that as a man, no matter what I said, it was going to be wrong in his eyes. And he was going to find a way to nitpick at everything that I said. And I basically was like, listen, I don't have to tell you why I'm voting for Biden, but I voted for Biden. I don't have to discuss that, right? But there are many times I will. Like, I've gone to the Fox News Facebook page and I'm like, yeah, this is why I'm not voting for Trump. There it is. You don't have to like it. But this is my opinion. Now, going forward, Eva Marie, we have, like I said, we have like the influencers and these celebrities and things like that. You know, I would like to say that I would like to be in that influencer
category,
realm or genre or category, whatever, right? But what I want to influence people to do is not necessarily just to follow what I say, but to fact check what I say, to look into what I say, right? Just because I said I'm voting for Biden, I don't want you to automatically do that. If you decide that, you know what, you've heard my opinion, you've heard our thoughts, and you say, you know what, I like Trump, or I like this person, or I like that person, then go for it. That's your choice. Like these are things that I'm tap dancing on 40, and I'm starting to realize how you choose to live this life and how you choose to do things, as long as you're not harming children or animals, man, I don't care. That's just what it is, man. And of course, other humans, adults and stuff like that. But if you're choosing to live your life in a way that people don't understand, as long as you are in accordance with the law, man, I say mush on. It's a life. You have to live this life for you. You can't live this life based on what someone else does or what someone else feels or what someone else says. This is your vote, your voice. Your vote is your voice. Recognize that your voice is strong and powerful because you have a vote. So again, dealing with as a man of color, you know, when I see these other men of color talking about, oh, I'm voting for this person because of this reason, I'm voting for this person because of this reason, it doesn't fade me. It doesn't affect me. It simply says they've reached their own conclusion on who they want to vote for, and then we proceed from there. But I still have my voice, and I want my voice to be mine. I wanted to say, this is why I did this. So your thoughts?
You know, the same. I will say, I think that celebrities, no matter for what reason that they're famous, have a responsibility to keep our country calm. Your candidate doesn't win. I think you, if you have a voice that's big enough, people listen, I think it's part of your responsibility to say, hey man, this really sucks. Who we want in office didn't get in office, but guess what? You still got to go live your daily lives.
That's true.
And there's going to be people out there that are not going to do that. They're going to rile things up. And I think it's a very sad, unfortunate thing. I had an incident at my restaurant last night where a gentleman came in yelling about who he wanted to vote today. This person's gonna win, just screaming, you know, not screaming, but yelling it and hooping and hollering, sitting at my front counter. And the girl, all of my waitresses are looking at me. I'm like, just don't respond to it. You're here to serve food. You're not here to talk politics. If you, you know, if you ignore him, he will calm down. I'm super happy that you are super excited about who you want to win, but it was obviously something where people were trying to rile that up. Mm-hmm. And that we're not in a moment in history where we need to get people riled up. We just aren't. So, I mean, I think in some ways it's unfortunate that entertainment and celebrities have such a big sway over the masses, just because I think everyone should think independently. But I think since they have that sway, I still think it's their responsibility to make sure that things are staying on the up and up and ethical, and that we're keeping the best outcome for the country. Not, and I don't think the best outcome for the country is who wins this election tonight or in the coming weeks. I don't think that's the best outcome for the country. I think the best outcome for the country is that we come together and we figure out how to have differences of opinion. Mm-hmm. and different maybe moral standings on things, and we can still live in the same neighborhood without burning them down.
Right. Right. Because regardless of who wins, the world's going to keep spinning.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is very much just talking to the election. I'm not speaking to people being upset about racial disparities and that type of thing. That's a completely different topic. This is just about the election and who you want to win.
Exactly. I am in total agreement with you in that regard. Like I said, your vote is your vote, man. You know, every person that is eligible to vote should get out there and do it. You know, last night I you and I talked and you said, hey, I'd rather you not be out running around in case somebody gets stupid. And I've adhered to that. I've been watching the local news, and if people are going to get stupid, I'm just going to stay home tonight. It's not a big deal for me. You know what I mean? I
want to go.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and if they're not, please get out and live your lives. I'm not telling people to stay in fear.
To hunker down. Yeah.
To hunker down and stay in fear and be peeking out your windows. But if there's things going on, don't put yourself in danger, and sure as heck don't get out there and create danger.
Right.
It's an election.
That's it.
It's an election. Yes, it kind of states who's going to kind of run our country for the next 4 years, but it's the next 4 years.
That's it.
So guess what, folks? It's 8 years.
That's it.
So if you don't like the current administration and they get in, we only have to do this for 4 more, right? And then we get brand new people to run the country. It's 4 years.
That's it. We get 2 brand new people. And that's the part that sucks right there. You just said it. Brand new, 2 brand new people. That's it. Instead of us fully acknowledging all these other parties, I'm hoping that within our lifetime that we will see more than just a Democrat and a Republican at debates and be a major contender in American politics. Honestly, I am so over it at this point. It's either pick this dumpster fire or pick this dumpster fire.
And it's sad because there were other people on that ballot, and I did not do enough research because I work so much.
Right.
Not a good excuse, but I couldn't have told you who the Libertarian or this, you know, person was and what their stances were, or who this person was. I don't understand why they're not at these debates. Why aren't their voices being just as televised as those 2 major runnings? If they are going to be on the ballot and an option for someone to pick as a candidate, we need to hear from them during these debates. We do. Simply put, we should know what their stances are. We should hear from them. We should have a stinking idea of what they stand for.
Exactly.
Because right now it's not fair. I could not tell you who the other candidates were. Mm-hmm. I could not tell you what they stood for. Couldn't tell you any what they look like.
And that's the problem with most Americans. I am very guilty of that. right? I'm very guilty. I was on social media with a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, and she was saying, she was talking about Joe Jorgensen or something like that. And I said, oh, he. She said, no, it's a woman. I had no idea who this person was. That's how bad it was. That, and that's my fault. So I will admit my guilt. So that's just what it is. We've got to do better, Eva Marie. Who celebrity votes for is who celebrity votes for. I, on the other hand, will cast my vote for who I want to cast my vote for. And I think it's going to have to start with me. Even if my vote doesn't necessarily count. And here's why I say that. We often say, well, if you, you know, if you're opposed to the Republican Party, you got to vote for the Democrat. Well, if you're opposed to the Democrats, you got to vote for the Republican. Well, like I saw four other candidates on on the ballots. I may have, like, I will have to really sit down and review each candidate and say, you know what? Even if I don't vote for the Republican or the Democrat, guess what? The change will start within myself, right? I will start the change within myself. You have to. There it is. Eva Marie, before we wrap this up, do you have any final thoughts?
No, just celebrity influencers, man. I'm hoping and praying they do the right thing, you know, in the next coming weeks. You know, our country needs a break. Mm-hmm. Our country needs a break. We need to be able to come together. You know, I have lots and lots and lots and lots of friends on the opposing side of me right now. But the great part is most of my friends on the opposing sides have literally said, at the end of the day, I don't care who you vote for, but this is who I'm voting for. We're still friends. We're still cool, you know? So just hoping that the world decides to be good to each other in the coming weeks.
Right.
And realize it's just 4 years.
It's just 4 years, Village. It really is. Just buckle down. If you didn't vote for Trump and he wins, guess what? The world's still going to keep going. Life goes on. Are you going to agree with his politics? No, you're not.
I'm still gonna fight for the rights of people in the LGBT community and communities of color and folks who have differences, and I'm still gonna vote and fight for the right for somebody to say, well, we don't like any of that, you know. I'm still it's not gonna change my everyday life.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. All right, Village. So with that said, Eva Marie, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Village. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, you guys can get a hold of us on Twitter. The Village Twitter handle is @W2TheVillage. My Twitter handle is @EnlightenMyMind. Eva Marie is @MuseChaotic. That's @MuseKaotic. The show can be heard through Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Tumblr, Podomatic, Spotify, YouTube, and LinkedIn by searching for me, Kevin Johnson. Instagram is Welcome to the Village. The Facebook page is also Welcome to the Village. Google voicemail and phone is 619-387-8125. And once again, Village, Eva Marie does not have hers on, but I
don't. I'm doing laundry.
Grown and grinding. Is coming soon. We are working out. I just got some paperwork from the IRS in regards to Welcome to the Village. LLC is in the works. We are getting after it. It's a process. We both have full-time jobs. So it is.
Oh yeah.
So it is a process to be able to sit down and work on stuff, and then the weekends you sit down and you work as much as you can, hang out with your kids, your family, your loved ones, all that good stuff. But just know that we are working daily to get with you guys. As the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Bye. Get out there and vote.
Go vote.
Vote. Vote, Village. Vote. Vote, vote, vote.